This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Last Thursday's news that the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in Louisiana would allow Texas law to place health and safety restrictions on abortion there is changing the landscape for abortion in Texas. Pro-life advocates surveying clinics that were out of compliance with the law found that on Friday several had already closed. Bioethicist Wesley Smith says that Canada's little-known Consent and Capacity Board, or CCB, is becoming a working laboratory for the most pressing issue facing Canada's healthcare system, the end of life. Conflicts between families and caregivers often rest with this bureaucratic board, and families who lose often see their loved ones starved and dehydrated unnecessarily. Partly because food and water are necessary for any recovery, ethical care requires that food and water be provided in all situations until food and water actually do harm. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. Perhaps it's in response to pro-life organizations helping abortion workers to leave the business. LifeNews.com is seeing story after story about abortion doctors and journalists and those who assist in abortions, telling how exhausting it is to see an abortion, or telling how the child of a pregnant abortionist reacts during an abortion, or the physical sensations experienced. The tragedy is that most who tell the stories persist in supporting abortion so far. This has been Life News Radio.